the next door here.
Call the man there.
So it'd only be
5 to 5.
Yeah,
probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What kind of passageways go between and behind buildings?
Alleys.
Alleys, do you have any?
Even behind the building, no, this strictly behind the building.
Well, both. In between
houses.
And behind. Do you have different names for those?
Only like behind houses in the neighborhood, I call it the alley.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what I'd call them between buildings. Uptown, we call them alleys if we go between buildings.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I mean, I do. Okay. I mean, that's it. It's an alley.
Uh-huh. I see. We call an area of the city
behind houses.
Buildings have been torn down, and, you know, there's just a whole bunch of junk all around. A building has not yet been built. That place.
Well, that boots are probably yeah, buildings tore down. Call it urban renewal, I guess.
No,
vacant lot, I guess.
Okay. How about in a smaller area in the neighborhood where children might play? Would you call that the same thing?
Just call it a lot.
Okay. Where could you get a drink of water in the building? If you're really thirsty, you walked in and said, where's the water fountain? Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm skipping around here. Most apartment buildings have a man who repairs things.
Maintenance man.
Call him a maintenance man. What about the man who works closely with the owners? He helps other tenants in the apartment building. You have an apartment building, and one, he lives there himself.
He's apartment resident manager.
You call him resident manager, okay. Okay, now we have some sort of farm questions.
Some more?
Farm questions.
Farm?
Yeah.
Well, leave me plumb out, all right? I ain't never lived on a farm in my life.
Anyway, okay?
Okay.
You might know some of them.
Okay.
Okay. What do you call the big red building where hay is stored?
Oh, the hay barn.
Okay.
Boy, I thought you were complicated.
No, these are
Oh, boy. Okay.
How about the building that you store corn in?
Corn grill.
How about where's the grain?
That's a silo.
Silo, okay. Can you describe it to
me? Silo? Oh. It's a great big old tall thing, you know, and get a little bit of dough around there, fill that thing plumb full. It lets out a little time, and we won't get it out of the bottom of it. The door will open up. It stores the grain in. Smart thing.
Okay, how about the upper part of the barn?
That's the hayloft.
Okay.
Great big old tall thing.
Let's see, if you have hay piled up outside the barn.
Haystack.
Haystack. Okay. Are there,
different
sizes of these, or is it?
Yeah, they could be. It's according to how much they want to put on one stack. That'd answer for you.
How about when you first cut hay? Do you know what you do with it?
You rake it and bale it.
Okay.
Rake it, bale it, stack it, or set it, or what do you want to do with it? Or store it in the barn.
Okay. If you were a farmer, where would you keep your cows?
Boy, that is a little good one. Well, that's a little good one. I don't know who thought that question up, but he's smart. That's in the pasture, right?
How about the shelter, the inside part?
Inside
a building. What would you call the building?
In a barn.
Okay, keep them in the barn? Okay.
Keep them in the barn.
Okay.
If they want to, yeah.
How about where do you keep horses? I don't know who
thought that question. Stable.
Okay. If you're a farmer and you wanted to milk the cows or keep them overnight. Is there a special area?
Milking barn.
Called a milking barn, okay.
Yeah.
How about if it was outside the barn?
You'd just be milking outside.
if you ever heard
milking
of
milking shed?
A milk gap?
A milk what?
Gap.
I never heard of that.
Okay.
No, I sure have.